This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Now that the Republican presidential race is all but decided, attention turns to where the president and where Mitt Romney will spend most of their time campaigning. Already, Georgia has come into focus. When President Obama was here recently, Mayor Kasim Reed urged him to make a push for a Democratic victory here in Georgia. A recent Insider Advantage poll, though, shows that will be an uphill climb. Insider Advantage CEO Matt Towery is with us once again. Matt, good to have you back.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at the overall number first of all. 52% for Mitt Romney, 40% for the president, with 8% undecided if the election were held today, and that's for Georgia. Does this mean, though, that the Republicans can say, all right, we're safely red come November?
No. You can never be safely anything in politics because you can have explosive events take place that can change an entire country. So, no, I can't say that. What I can say is that from the standpoint of where Barack Obama was in 2008 in Georgia and what I'm seeing right now, he has more ground ultimately to make up to even get to the 47%, which we polled him at, by the way, our last poll, and what he actually got, which was 47%. The reason for that is really the biggest is the fact that independent voters are not flocking to his corner as they did last time. We had in Georgia a large number of independent voters who supported Barack Obama. They wanted that hope and change. That we're not seeing that in the cross-tabulations this time. Where he will move up, there are two other categories that he did very well in that are a little bit on the fence right now. One will definitely come home. About 18 to 19% of African Americans say they're voting for Mitt Romney right now. I think that is not unusual. I've seen this in other cases, but generally in Georgia, the African American vote goes 95% or so for the Democratic nominee, and I certainly think with Barack Obama that you could expect that that will end up being the case. So I think that will collapse. Now, I'll tell you the group that really they need to be more concerned about, that is young people. Right now, over a third of the respondents in this poll say they're voting for Romney. That's 18 to 29. Now, not a huge part of the vote in Georgia, but they were a huge part of Barack Obama's getting to 47%. Right now, I would think that number will probably go down, but I'm not sure it's going to go down a lot because young people in that age group have not done well in terms of being able to get jobs. They're stuck with student loans. So even if you just have that adjustment of 18 to 29-year-olds being off, assuming that everyone else turns out at the normal levels they did last time, I'm guessing that Barack Obama's, you know, best chances here are going to be around 45-46% unless something changes.
One of the numbers that jumped out at me was women. In your poll, women favored Governor Romney, which by itself may or may not be surprising, but the margin certainly might surprise folks. 56% to 37% for the president. Did that surprise you?
To some extent, yes, but to some extent, no. The fact that they are at this level suggests to me that they probably are the ones who have been hurt more by the economy. Usually there are layoffs, unfairly so, usually, but oftentimes women are the first to feel that sting, sometimes had a harder time getting a job back. Some of the jobs that are available really just aren't necessarily jobs that women want or they're suited for. It also is reflective of a national trend. We're looking at national polling where women are beginning to coalesce a bit more around Mitt Romney. It sort of speaks to this whole war against women, which was sort of a effort that came out of the Democratic Party and the White House back a month or so ago over the contraceptive issue and other issues that were being raised. It didn't fly. It didn't get any traction and obviously did not affect voters in a state like Georgia. It may in other states, but it really had no impact on them here at all.
So are we going to see an effort by the Democrats to actually campaign here, or will they do what the president did just recently and what Governor Romney has done before, which is fly into Georgia, have a nice fundraiser with a few people, take the money out of here, and use it elsewhere?
Well, Georgia is a treasure trove for money, with Atlanta being such a large metropolitan city, and it's strong for Republicans because it's such a Republican state, but it's also strong for Democrats because it has a very affluent African-American community, for example, and also the remaining vestiges of a one-time very powerful Democratic structure had a lot of money behind it. So both sides want to come here and raise money. We're going to be seeing them dip in and dip out and take the money and maybe run some of it on television here. I won't be surprised at that.
Matt Towery is the president and CEO of Insider Advantage. Matt, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much, and we'll be talking a lot as November gets closer.